Now remember, the parable of the 10 virgins was fulfilled to the very letter and will be fulfilled again to the very letter. So one of the things that took place in the October 22nd, 1844 was the bridegroom, the coming of the bridegroom to the marriage. This is the marriage. The cleansing of the sanctuary is associated with the marriage. Now continuing on in great controversy, backing up, and the Lord coming, and the coming of the Lord to his temple foretold by Malachi, descriptions of the same event. And this is also represented by the coming of the bridegroom to the marriage described by Christ in the parable of the 10 virgins of Matthew 25. In the summer and autumn of 1844, the proclamation, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh," was given. The two classes represented by the wise and foolish virgins were then developed. One class who looked with joy to the Lord's appearing and who had been diligently preparing to meet him. Another class that, influenced by fear and acting from impulse, had been satisfied with a theory of truth but were destitute of the grace of God. In the parable, when the bridegroom came, they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. The coming of the bridegroom here brought to view takes place before the marriage. The marriage represents the reception by Christ of his kingdom. Now dropping down, there's good information in the rest of this paragraph, but it's not the point that I'm trying to hit upon. Dropping down to the next paragraph, the proclamation, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh," in the summer of 1844, led thousands to expect the immediate advent of the Lord. At the appointed time, the bridegroom came, not to the earth as the people expected, but to the Ancient of Days in heaven, to the marriage, the reception of his kingdom. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. They were not to be present in person at the marriage, for it takes place in heaven while they are upon earth. The followers of Christ are to wait for the Lord and when he will return from the wedding, Luke 12:36. But they are to understand his work and follow him by faith as he goes in before God. It is in this sense that they are said to go into the marriage. Now, what I'm hoping we'll see here, brothers and sisters, is that in verse 12 of Daniel 12, it says, "Blessed are the people that come to the 1335, which if you use 508 as the starting point, it brings you to 1843. And if you're looking at verses 10, 11, and 12 of Daniel 12, you'll see that in connection with this time prophecy, there is a purification process that takes place among the people that are dealing with these time prophecies. And the wise understand them correctly, and they arrive at 1843 and they are blessed. They're blessed by the fact that they enter into this purification process that allows them to enter by faith into the most holy place with Christ and enter into the marriage. Now, brothers and sisters, that